Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The stretch by Finnegan and a 2-0 in the dirt, and there's a stop. Here comes Stott. He'll score! The ball got away up the first baseline. Bryson Stott with a mad dash for the plate, dives head first, and the Phillies have won it on a walk-off wild pitch.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us every, what's today? Wednesday at 3 o'clock is the great Larry Anderson. Quite a range of emotions from everyone last night, L.A.
Yeah. It's one of those, it's often, you know, a lot of times you'll hear people say, I feel like we lost that game. Mm-hmm. That was the epitome of that saying right there. That was one of the worst games I've ever seen. And I'm serious. It was terrible. But then you win a game, and that's the bottom line. And I said it last night, a win is a win, you know, however you do it. But, man, was that ugly to watch.
Well, so do you walk away from that game saying, they found a way, even when they played bad, and that's a mark of a good team? Or do you walk away saying a good team doesn't make that many mistakes in one game? Like, what is the what
do
you, the latter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, a good team doesn't. We're 28th in defense, 28th in defense, 29th in bullpen ERA, and our slugging, which I thought this team was built for, is, I don't know where they're at in that ranking, but it can't be very high. And I know it's early, but you can only keep saying it's early for like 2 or 3 months, I guess. I know there's a lot of season left, but it's got to get turned around. The sloppy play is what's just it's baffling. I mean, this is not a young team. It's a veteran team. But just to see some of the mistakes that just, that are happening. I'm like, and this isn't just last night. This is watching the road trip, watching the games in New York, the first one in Chicago. It's like, holy cow. turn this around a little bit in some areas and just be a little better. And I don't know if it's concentration or focus. I don't know what it is.
I always wonder, L.A., with baseball, once you get in the season, trying to improve upon fundamentals can sometimes be difficult. Like with football, we only play one game a week, so you got the other 4 or 5 days of the week to sort of focus on these things in practice, and hopefully it translates to the game on Sunday or Monday whenever you play. With baseball, I don't feel like they get – like you guys don't have that opportunity to work on a lot of stuff because you're playing 5 or 6 days out of the week. So how do you improve – on some of those small things that seem to keep plaguing this team, at least from a defensive fundamental standpoint?
Well, I think you can't, to me, you know, you're right what you said. You can't do it with, you know, playing 162 games and playing games every day. But you can take, like, a few here and a few there, you know, before the game, early batting practice. You can go out and you can work on things. You don't have to have the whole team out there, but you can work on outfield, you know, play on one day, infield play the next day, or second and short, or, you know, first, whatever. You can mix it up a little bit so you're not wearing guys out. But it's almost like you need to you need to work on these things. It's stuff that the fundamental stuff should be done in the minor leagues.
Right.
That's first and foremost.
Right.
I'm a big believer in that. You know what you're taught, what you're taught in your early part of your career, is what stays with you. And if you're not getting taught things that you should be getting taught, then those mistakes continue. And I'm not saying we're not teaching them in the minor leagues. I haven't been down there in 20 years, but it just, you know, some of the little things that you can't, that you don't do, you can't do, is just, that's what's baffling. It's either they forget or it's not been ingrained enough in them to do it at a lower level before they get here. But to see that kind of play, and you know, I don't think it's specific to the Phillies. I think there's other teams that go through these things.
Right.
But as a veteran club, though, you just keep working at it, you keep grinding. But you have to want to get better. You have to understand that you're not that good right now. I think that once you realize that, then you say, okay, we got to get to work. We can get to work and let's make this better. If you don't think you're having a problem, if you think everything's okay and it'll turn around just as the season goes along, I don't think it's going to get better.
So, LA, let me ask you this, and I know he's not the one on the field. I know ultimately it's the players who have to decide. But when you're talking about concentration issues and fundamental issues, at what point do you say, well, is the manager stressing to them or holding them accountable for these errors? Because I agree with you, it's not just in the field, it's on the base paths, and it's all these, what are you thinking? Why are you doing that? That I feel like I'm saying that so many times. So at what point do you question whether it is being stressed enough from the people who are supposed to be holding them accountable for that?
I mean, that's a good point. But one thing, I think Thompson, Rob is very good at keeping his emotions in check, not showing, you know, not getting over jubilant or getting down. He stays pretty even keel. And I think because of that, I think people think, well, maybe he lets players get away with stuff. But that's not the case. I mean, knowing what I know, he's not afraid to call a player in and read him the riot act. He isn't. The one thing I almost, this is just a matter of opinion. Sometimes I think it's better if he would just call him out publicly and let people know that he is getting on him and busting on him for not doing things right. Because to me, that sends a message. I think more than anything is the players themselves should be able to hold each other accountable. And one thing I really appreciated last night was Trey Turner when he came on the post game, and he says, Scott talked about his four hits and that. He goes, yeah, I might be responsible for helping us win, but I was also responsible for putting us in that position, you know, with my sloppy defense, or whatever he said it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. As a player, instead of guys making an excuse or, you know, I didn't get a grip or I didn't make the play. I should have, you know, and holding themselves accountable, I think is huge. But for the players to do that to each other, I don't think that's a bad thing. It's not a matter of getting in their face. It's a matter of saying, "Hey, dude, what are you doing there?" And talk about it. I don't know if they ever talk about it. I'm not on the bench, so maybe they do. But just little things, throwing to the wrong base. Does somebody say something? I know Paco talks a lot to the outfielders about mistakes they make, and I get reports from, you know, players coming off the field and coaches saying something to a player or getting on them about this or that. It's not a lack of that, I don't think. But I think the biggest thing, like I said, I think if the players would hold each other, would get on each other. But I don't think this is a team that has the players that want to do that or that should do that. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they just don't think that's the right way to do it. And so then it's just a matter of opinion. You know, my opinion is it'd make a big difference if the players would get on each other, because when you're being held accountable by your peers, it means a little more than if you're being held accountable by your coach and manager. Although the coaches and managers are the ones that help make the decision whether you stay or go, I think it's incumbent upon the players to get on each other, and not in a bad way, but in a constructive way.
Oh, yeah.
You can put your arm around them and go, hey, we can't do that this way,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's got to be somebody that I don't know if anybody takes the lead down there. Maybe they do. You know, maybe I'm talking way out of school, but it doesn't show. And I would like to see that myself.
It does seem like the leadership of this team is not the kind of they seem like there are high character guys there who care, but I've never gotten the sense that even Bryce or Schwarber or that they are the call somebody out type of leader. It seems more like the supportive, quiet, do the right thing kind of guy, and a lot less the tell somebody that they did something wrong when it was wrong kind of guy. That's the perception I've always gotten from them.
And I agree with you. Like, I really do. I don't. And sometimes you have a team that there's just not somebody on there that's really a leader. You know, I think there's a number of guys on this team that could be a leader. And the thing is that you don't have to be hitting 350, or you don't have to have 20 home runs in a bag with you know 45 RBIs a month into the season to be a leader. You can. Dalton was a leader, and he was a 230 hitter before 93. Or 92 maybe, but he was still a leader of that club, and people respected him because he would stand up no matter what he did. If he went 0-for-3 with three punch-outs, he was still the leader of that team, and he wasn't afraid to call somebody out. And you know, if they wanted to turn on him and go, hey, you punched out three times, what about you? He would stay there in a minute, and I mean, nobody would say that to him. But they respected him too much, I think. But the fact that he didn't have to, you don't have to be the best player on the team. You don't have to be the anything. You just have to have the desire to want to be better and hold your other teammates accountable.
Yeah, but you better
first. It's not easy either, but it can be done.
And obviously, you would agree with this. Being that guy, you got to make sure you're practicing what you're preaching. In other words, yeah.
So
that's, I didn't mean to interrupt, that's exactly what it is. I mean, if you're not playing hard all the time. It's tough to be a leader because then people can come back at you and go, well, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. And that has nothing to do with
ability or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's, I mean, I don't know. I would like to see it. I really would. But I don't know if anybody feels comfortable doing it.
Speaking of Bryce, he has struggled. You know, he only had two hits on the road trip. And are you seeing anything out of him when you're watching him that would, you know, we're in here wondering, is he hurt? Is it his back? Is he, like, what's going on? Do you see anything when you watch Bryce that gives you sort of a clue as to what's going on with him?
Not really. I mean, I haven't been around that much as far as actually being in person at the game, obviously. But watching the games and that, I don't see anything that you know, jumps out at me that, oh, he's doing this or he's not doing this or whatever. I don't know. I have had people say, and I'm not making this up, but people have said they look like they're just not really having much fun. And that's something that this team always saw. And I don't know if that's energy. I don't know if it's, you know, playing better, not playing, you know, playing worse. It's just, I don't see it. And I don't know if there's a reason for it or the fact that they're not playing like they should or like they expect to. But, I mean, I always thought to me, and maybe I'm different, but it should be fun. You should make it enjoyable. It's got to be. I know it's a job, but it's a pretty fun job, and it pays pretty well.
Yep.
And so there's not a whole lot to really complain about other than let's go have some fun and let the chips fall where they may. But let's enjoy doing this. Let's do it together. Let's have fun and at the same time hold each other accountable. It seems awfully easy, and it's very easy for me to sit here and say that. Mm-hmm. It's not that easy to get it done, but I also say it's not impossible either.
I'm going to throw this in there, L.A., because you brought up they don't look like they're having fun. Now, the Chiefs vibes operator is not here anymore.
Where's Stubby?
So, he's not here. In all seriousness, I'm wondering, is there too much of a, I guess, focused atmosphere in the clubhouse versus having the loose clubhouse they've had over the last couple of years that maybe some of these players relied on far as giving them the energy that they need coming to the ballpark every day. It seemed like they came in with such a business-like approach this year. I'm just wondering, are they enjoying playing the game? And I know that's tough to sort of balance because you want them to have a business-like approach. But when I'm hearing it doesn't look like they're enjoying playing the game, that was one of the things that popped in my head. It's like, well, I'm wondering, are they enjoying playing the game? Do they miss doing the daycare stuff and the music in the locker room? I mean, I don't know. You play all these games, and there has to be different things to keep you motivated and keep you excited about coming to the ballpark every day. I just wonder if there's too much of a business-like approach that they just all seem tightly wound, and no one seems to be playing with a smile on their face every day. You think that could be something that they might need to consider or look into?
That makes sense to me, Ike. I mean, I haven't thought of that, but it makes sense. I mean, and this isn't – I'm not down there. I can't answer in a clubhouse if they're acting too businesslike. But from a distance, it's pretty valid to look at it and think that. I'm just not seeing the fun that they've had. I don't know. And I was a guy that felt like, you know, it's a job, but you should have fun. You should enjoy doing what you're doing. And let people see that you enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know? I just, the other thing, I mean, they're not playing great baseball. And I think that can wear on guys as a team, individually, absolutely. But also as a team, it's like, man, we're not playing very good. They're not going to come out generally and say that. But I think they realize it. And I think maybe they feel like, well, we gotta get our nose down to the grindstone and get more serious about this. Maybe that's the case, but I would just like, I would definitely like to see him just a little more looser, a little more having fun, and you know, it's easy to have fun out there when you're playing a game, or it should be, mm-hmm. And when you're struggling, obviously it's tougher, and so maybe I don't like excuses, but maybe it's just they're not playing that well right now, and individually some guys are struggling, and maybe that's kind of holding things down. I just don't know.
Well, aside from that, Miss Lincoln, how was the play?
Exactly.
Jeez. Holy moly. Yeah. Well, you know, I'll end it on a positive note, or hopefully. Watching Alvarado bear down and strike those three guys out last night was awesome. I know.
He should have got the win and a save.
Yeah, that was awesome, man.
Well, Kirkren got the win last night.
That was the least deserving win I think I've seen all year. But Alvarado was awesome. That was fun to watch. You know,
it was phenomenal. And then, and that's, I mean, seeing his energy and pumping his fists and coming off the mound. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to see more of that. I'm not a big fan of the showboating and that, but the excitement and the joy that he had coming off the mound of what he just did, that was great. I loved it. I think everybody loved it. You know, it was tremendous.
LA, our first caller compared Johan Rojas to a young Willie Mays. Do you agree with that assessment?
Wait, how young? Like six?
That was our first call today.
Six-year-old Willie Mays. Yeah.
I don't know. That
interesting
be,
comp, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that.
A little bit of a stretch, LA. That's a little bit of a stretch by the caller. That's a little bit of a stretch.
I gotta believe it. Yeah, I'm like a young Willie Mays, like at 6 years old, maybe. But like, not, when Willie Mays was 22 or 23, I don't know if I'm ready for the comparison there yet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We all thought it was a bit of a stretch. All right, LA.
Well, there's no doubt. He's got some talent, but. Not Willie Mays.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we got Chris Sanchez going tonight. Hopefully, we win another series and on to the next one. We appreciate you as always, LA.
All right, brother.
You got it. Talk to you guys.
There he is, Larry Anderson.
So I just want to point this out real quick.
Yeah.
Age 23, Willie Mays.
Yeah.
Age 24, Willie Mays.
Yeah.
41 home runs. 51 home runs. 345 average. Over 1,000 OPS both those years.
Yeah.
I can see Rojas turning the corner. I see it.
He's only 40 home runs away from 41.
Squint. Yeah. Squint. You can see some Willie Mays out there for sure.
Yeah.
Man, right. Willie Mays is pretty good.
That is pretty damn
good. Yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. I have to tell you, L.A. bummed me out a little
bit. Yeah, well.
I'm trying to.
No, you're trying to keep it up.
We got something for that.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah. I
in case
did.
You guys didn't know, we push Blue Chews.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think they're well aware.
Yeah.
I think we might have two users.
Yeah. Not during the show. Not here during the show.
Sure.
Not here during the show. Some people like to say, you know, some people like to put on romantic music. Other people like to put on
the WIP show. There
you go. I did when I heard everyone, and I was as frustrated as anybody last night when the game was falling apart. Mm-hmm. But I really did feel happy when they won. And when I woke up today and saw the reaction of mostly just anger and frustration.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't feel that way. But then we have LA on.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply ask LA the same question. It was that, hey, we won one, we didn't play our best ball, or is that, you know, we got lucky? And he seems, the one thing that he pointed out that has been a trend all year long that I think has nothing to do with performance, has nothing to do with the bullpen blowing up, has nothing to do with a lack of power from Bryce, all those things, is the fundamental errors that the team seems to make regularly, whether it be on the field, because take away the Trey error later in the game where he threw the ball to first base off. That's not a fundamental error. He just threw the ball away. What he did two innings earlier just seemed like a brain fart. And the same thing on Rojas.
He tried to get the force out first.
He did, but he missed the base completely.
Well, because he's looking at the guy on third.
Right.
Trying to score.
It's just there have been base path errors, a lot of them. You know, we think about where Schwarber gets doubled up off first base. There's Bryce going for second.
It's part of it. He's right.
It's part of it. That has been, it's the one thing that I can't look past. I can look past the bullpen stuff. I can look past the lack of performance from the hitters that have not performed yet, because I feel like it's going to come. The fundamental errors to me speak to a larger issue, which is why I brought up the manager. Just nobody, I simply cannot believe those things are being stressed. I can't believe a team full of, I'm sorry, Jack, of highly paid professionals. Now, this isn't the Rockies, right? Like, these are all very good players, that it is being stressed to them that fundamental baseball is the one part of this that is non-negotiable. I just don't think it's being stressed to them.
If it makes you feel any better, I would argue that they've never been a very smart baseball team. And they still won 95 games last year.
But they look dumber than ever this year.
I don't know, man. They've had some really bad, you know. My biggest, what I felt when they lost last year to the Mets is like they just don't play a winning brand of baseball, and I don't think they do. So it hasn't really translated over this year.
No,
but
it hasn't.
Whatever. What they do.
215-592-9494. I'm trying to keep up the positivity on the win last
impressive.
Night. Yeah, but it is. It is being
sapped. Are you losing steam in there?
Well, yeah. I might be losing a little bit of steam. I feel like, and the only people who have come to my defense are psychotic.
Yeah. Willie Mays Hayes.
Willie Mays Hayes, and the other guy's like, don't worry, everything will be fine. It's like, I just need somebody who is a little smarter about this.
No other way to say it.
Yeah, to be on my side on this. So do you take more positive or negative out of last night's game? 215-592-9494. We're not going to get any intelligence next because we bring in Broads. Probably high as a kite. To do flyers in 50. Well, it's the middle of the day.
I don't think he's that big of a weed guy.
Oh, he brought it up without us bringing it up the first time.
You got him like Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, seriously. Well, that guy's about to be a father of two.
Have you smelled him when he comes in here? He smells
that's
like
cologne.
No, that's not cologne.
Speaking of stink.
Hold up.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, he doesn't come to work like that. Yeah, I'm lying. That was a bit. He never comes to work smelling like weed. I'm lying. It was a joke.
Way to be a pro.
It was a joke.
Now, speaking of stench, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Not to air dirty laundry here.
Yeah.
But this is what we do on this show, is we bring everything on the air.
What?
Apparently, the overnight producer might not have been a big deodorant guy, because this booth has stunk since about 6 a.m.
Well, maybe it's seltzer.
No, seltzer very vehemently denies it.
Yeah, and he was in there spraying air freshener this morning.
Now, you know me.
About it. Yeah.
I don't think you need... But maybe some people do.
Well, yeah, you don't even, yeah.
Well, who was the overnight?
Caleb.
Oh, it's Caleb?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is Caleb?
One of the guy looks like me.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just say young Fritz.
Yeah, is he
I know exactly well, who but don't say,
but then,
about.
But then I get associated with smelling bad.
Is Caleb smelly?
There's allegations of smelliness.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah, y'all are brutal.
Get
man.
Him on the phone. We got to find out if Caleb is smelly or not. All right, Flyers at 50 with Broads is next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.